弟兄姐妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主能够让我有再一次机会跟弟兄姐妹交通分享。
I thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity once again to share with brothers and sisters.
其实我蛮惊讶，我们弟兄今天刚才就是所带我们唱的这首诗歌。
Actually, I was very surprised by the hymn that our brother led us to sing just now.
虽然他在前几天有问我说，我要交通的题目是什么。
Even though a few days ago he asked me what is the topic of the sermon that I wanted to share.
那我就把经节跟题目告诉他。
So then I told him the topic and the verses that I want to use.
那看神有什么样的带领，圣灵感动他，然后带领诗歌。
And see how the Lord leads him and touches him in terms of how he leads the hymns.
就在我准备当中呢，其实昨天晚上要睡觉之前。
As I prepare for this and right before I went to sleep last night.
之前已经准备差不多了。
I was almost done preparing.
那就在我要睡觉之前，突然主就让我去看一段经文。
And right before I went to bed, the Lord led me to read a passage.
那这段经文呢，就很稀奇的跟刚才这首歌有一点相关。
And amazingly, that passage has a little bit to do with the hymn that we just sang.
在雅歌，歌中之歌。
It is in
Song of Songs.
Song of Songs.
最后一章第八章。
The last chapter, chapter 8.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
这边讲说，你这住在园中的。同伴都要听你的声音，求你使我也听得见。
It says, "You who lives within the garden, all those who will hear your voices, may you also hear my voice."
在旧约雅歌。
It is in the Old Testament, in the Song of Songs.
这边讲到说，你这住在花园中的。
It says here that you who reside in the garden.
不过这个园中是好几个园中 ，gardens。
Gardens, you who sit in the gardens.
其实就是讲到住在主里面的。
It is referring to the one who resides in the Lord.
同伴都要听你的声音。
My companions are listening to your voice.
求你使我也得听见。
Let me hear it.
这是昨天我在上床睡觉之前，主给我这段经文。
And before I went to bed last night, this is the verse the Lord had given me.
所以刚弟兄在唱这首诗歌的时候，其实我里面有一点点讶异。
And as we were singing the hymn just now, I was a little bit surprised inside.
我们开始前还是有点祷告。
Before we start, let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们深信你在我们当中。
Dear Lord, we deeply believe that you are among with us.
圣灵也在当中运行。
And the Holy Spirit is working here.
主啊，我们实在是宝贵，每当你在与我们在一起的时候。
Lord, we truly treasure any time you are present with us.
我们好像被你带到了那个花园里面一样。
It is as if we have been brought into the gardens.
里面满有基督的丰富。
And inside it is full of the abundance of Christ.
基督的美丽。
The beauty of Christ.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
但愿今天当我们与你相会的时候，主啊，又是我们蒙恩的时候。
Lord, we pray that today as we meet with you, it is also a time of blessings.
主啊，我们实在算不得什么。
Lord, we are truly nothing.
主啊，但是每当主啊，我们聚集在你脚前的时候，主，我们实在满了感谢。
Lord, every time we come before you, we are full of thanksgiving.
主啊，你真的高抬了我们。
Lord, you have truly lifted us up.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
主啊，但愿今天凡是奉着你名聚集的，主啊，你都丰丰富富的与每一位同在。
Lord, we pray that everyone who has gathered here in your name, that you abundantly give to them.
我们求你向我们说话。
We pray that you speak to us.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give you thanksgiving and praises.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 因为原本在我准备里面并没有雅各这段经节。
In my preparation, I did not have this verse in the Song of Solomon.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他的灵在我们当中运行。
His spirit is working among us.
因为的确就像我们弟兄说的，今天主在我里面的负担所要交通的，是在跟这首歌是有相关的。
And truly, as our brother had just said, what I want to share with you today, it is related to the hymn.
我常常心里有个感觉。
Often I have a feeling in my heart.
就是如果我们常常聚会的话。
And that is, if we often gather.
我们必定听了很多的讯息。
Then we will hear many messages.
我们也知道这些讯息都是神借着弟兄们的负担的托付所释放出来的。
And we know that these messages are words that the Lord, these are the burdens that the Lord has committed to our brothers and delivered through them.
但是我也常常在想，这些讯息究竟我们得到了多少？
But then sometimes I think, how much do we truly get from these messages?
那我想让弟兄姐妹回忆一下，如果上个主日你有来的话，你还记不记得上个主日是谁交通
？For those who have been here last week, do you remember who shared with us last week?
我想大概大部分的弟兄姐妹都可能还记得。
And perhaps most of you still remember.
但是我相信，可能不是100%每一个人都知道是谁交通了。
But I don't think it's 100% everyone knows who shared last week.
可能是这位，可能是那位。
Perhaps it's this one, perhaps it's that one.
那如果问上个礼拜这位弟兄交通的讯息是什么？
But if I ask, what is the message that was shared last week?
不知道还记得的弟兄姐妹有几位？
I don't know how many brothers and sisters would remember.
那如果我在问上上个主日的话呢？
And if I ask about the week before?
大家可以心里面稍微想一下。
You can think about it in your heart.
我不要问了。
I don't want to ask anymore.
我要提到这个实在是因为我觉得常常我们是一个健忘的人。
I want to mention this because often we're people who easily forget.
没错，因为我们天然人的性情就是如此。
And that's because we are naturally made this way.
但是还有一个很主要的原因。
But there's another very important reason.
我们可能没有很留心注意。
And that is perhaps we have not paid close attention.
所以我们就很容易忘记。
So it's very easy for us to forget.
当你留心的时候，有些事情你就不会忘记。
When you pay close attention, then things is not, then you don't forget as easily.
我常常忘记我们家里面的人的生日。
I often forget people's birthday in my family.
几乎都忘记了。
I almost forget all the time.
通常到了当天。还有人提醒我才知道。
And often it is on the day of, and someone needs to remind me, and then I would remember.
所以我是一个很粗心的人。
So I am someone who's not very careful on these things.
但我知道有些弟兄姐妹，哎，这个生日前呢，他就要很好的安排计划，给过生日的人有一个很大的惊喜。
And I know some brothers and sisters, they remember and they plan ahead, and they want to surprise the birthday person.
所以呢，他是非常细心，因为有心，所以就不会错过。
But and therefore, because they pay attention to these things, then they don't forget.
所以但愿我们如果对主有心的话。
Then I hope that if we have a heart for our Lord,
那我们会得着更丰富。
Then we can receive more abundantly.
我记得今年初我曾经有一次跟弟兄姐妹交通到有关怎么跟随主这方面的信息。
I remember earlier this year I had a chance to have fellowship with you on the topic of how to follow the Lord.
不过我相信大概弟兄姐妹都忘记了。
But perhaps brothers and sisters have forgotten.
没有关系。
But that's okay.
但愿当圣灵提醒的时候你会想起。
I hope that as when the Holy Spirit reminds you, then you will remember.
讲到跟随呢，因为我们是一个走主道路的人。
As we talk about following the Lord, because we are people who walk on the path of the Lord.
这在《使徒行传》里面有很清楚的说到。
And in Acts, it clearly says.
所以跟随主呢，不但是应当的，而且是应该很自然的。
So therefore, following the Lord is not only something we're supposed to do, it should be something that we naturally do.
所以那时候我用着约翰福音第一章跟弟兄姐妹交通这个讯息。
So I used Gospel Book of John chapter 1 to share this with brothers and sisters.
用门徒们起初开始认识主，从第一天到第七天来交通。
I used when the disciples start to know the Lord from day 1 to day 7, I used that as the theme for the sharing.
叫我们看见门徒们他们起初认识了主，他们跟随了主，他们是怎么样一个开始。
To show that at the beginning, when the disciples were following the Lord, what it was like.
但跟随主其实不是只有七天而已。
But following the Lord is not just a matter of 7 days.
是一生的事。
It is a matter of a lifetime.
所以不是就是当我们信主耶稣那一天，或者是你受浸那一天，你做见证说，我跟随了主了，就结束了。
It is not the day you believe in Christ, or the day you give testimony when you say that I believe in the Lord, then it is over.
使徒们，他们认识主，一直到他们殉道。他们是一生的跟随。
The disciples, they followed the Lord until they became martyrs. It is their entire life that they followed the Lord.
我们也是这样。
And the same for us.
这是一段的时间。
It is a period of time.
不算短的时间。
It is not a short period of time.
但不管是我们，或者是像使徒们，像保罗。
Whether it's like us or like the disciples, such as Paul.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
We are all sinners who received grace.
所以在我们里面都有那个天然人的个性还在。
So therefore, inside of us, that natural tendency is still there.
所以我们很软弱的。
So therefore, we are very weak.
在这一生跟随主的里面，其实我们常常起起伏伏的。
In this life of following the Lord, we go up and down.
所以在我们跟随的里面，我们怎么样能够靠着主的恩典，他保守我们，叫我们不失脚。
So, how can we walk this path and ask the Lord to keep us so that we do not falter?
其实有个很重要的原因。
Actually, there's a very important reason.
就是我们有没有在跟随的当中，我们时时刻刻留心听主的话。
And that is, as we follow Him, have we paid close attention to listen to him.
因为他的话就是生命, 就是粮。
To listen to his words, because his words, it is life and it is the food.
我想我们来读几处的经文。
Let us read a few passages.
在箴言。
In Proverbs.
箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4.
20节。
Verse 20.
这边提到说，我儿要留心听我的言语，言辞，侧耳听我的话语。
It says, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings.
这边提到要留心听。
It says here, give attention.
不单单听而已，要留心，要仔细的听。
Not just to listen, but also to give attention.
事实上，这是从十八节到二十节，我们再念一次。我要念十八节、十九、二十节。但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午；恶人的道好像幽暗，自己不知因什么跌倒。我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语。
But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble.
所以这里讲到，当我们在走主道路的时候，
So here it talks about as we walk the path of the Lord,
我们需要留心听主的话。
We need to pay attention to the Lord's words.
他这里也讲到两种不同的光景。
And here it also talks about two different states.
我们如果不留心听的话，
If we don't pay close attention,
我们走的路可能不一样。
Then perhaps we walk a different path.
我们留心听，
If we pay close attention,
就好像走，就会走在义人的路上。
Then we walk the path of the righteous.
这里讲到说，好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
It says it's like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day.
但如果我们轻看主的话，
But if we look lightly upon the word of the Lord,
我们就有一个危险。
Then there's a danger.
这里讲到恶人的道。
It says the way of the wicked.
它讲到幽暗。
It talks about darkness.
然后呢，就跌倒了。
And then they stumble.
怎么跌倒都不知道。
They don't even know how they stumble.
因为你在一个完全黑暗的里面。
Because you are in complete darkness.
所以这里主的话重重的提醒我们。
So here the word of the Lord deeply reminds us.
他说，我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语。
Then it says here, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings.
我们若信主有几年的时间，
If we believed in the Lord for several years,
我们听到了很多很多的讯息。
We've listened to many, many messages.
很多是很宝贵的。
And many are very precious.
但是这些话我们有没有留心听？
But these words, have we paid attention?
有些人留心听了。
Some people have given attention.
所以他在这条路上走着，就又坚稳又喜乐。
And then they walk on this path steadily and joyfully.
但是如果轻忽了，
But if we slight it,
那个话就从耳边就这样过去了。
Then the words will just pass the ear.
所以常常在这个路上摇摆不定。
And then often on this path, we stumble, we waver.
主说撒旦要塞我们像塞麦子一样。
the Lord says that Satan will shake us like as he shakes the chaff.
我们怎么跌倒的我们都不知道。
We don't even know how we stumble.
彼得就是当主在提醒他的时候, 他根本就没有在听。
When the Lord reminded Peter, he wasn't even listening.
所以彼得说什么呢?
So what did Peter say?
他说他拍了胸脯, 他说不会, 别人都会跌倒, 就是我不会。
He promised that others will fall, but he will not.
因为他没有留心听。 他在黑暗里, 所以他根本不知道他会跌倒。
Because he didn't pay attention, so and because he was in a darkness, so he didn't even know how he stumbled.
他甚至认为别人才会跌倒, 绝对轮不到他。
To a point he thought that others would stumble and falter, but not him.
但是我们的主其实, 我们读的人, 我们都很清楚, 主讲得清清楚楚。
Those of us who read it, we are very clear. The Lord clearly said,
他说,鸡叫以先,
He said, before the rooster calls, you will deny me three times.
主没有说,你可能,你要小心,
the Lord didn't say, be careful, you may deny me.
所以你要小心,
so you have to be careful.
没有,主说,
the Lord said, you will deny me three times.
我们相信彼得没有听到。We
believe that Peter did not hear.
他听到了,但是他没有警醒,他没有注意。He
heard, but he didn't pay attention. He wasn't cautious.
所以他大大的跌倒。So
therefore, he stumbled greatly.
所以为什么主要我们留心听?
So why does the Lord want us to give attention?
其实有一个很宝贵的例子。
Actually, there's a very precious example.
我们知道旧约那个撒摩尔,
we know in the Old Testament, Samuel.
撒摩尔还当做童子的, 很小的时候, 他就被奉献, 然后呢, 他就在, 圣殿里面, 跟着大祭司在那里服侍神。
Samuel, when he was just a boy, he was offered to the Lord, and he followed the high priest in the temple to administer to the Lord.
他因为很小, 所以他不可能去做那些, 献祭这些事情。
Because he was just a boy, he was very little, he couldn't do things like offering sacrifices.
他在当时呢, 其实唯一做的一件事情是什么呢?
So actually, at that time, the only thing he did
就是开门, 关门。
And it is to open the door and close the door.
像我们, 聚会今天一样, 把门打开, 然后大家走的时候, 把门关上。
Just like when we come in today to worship the Lord, someone opens the door and someone closes the door.
感谢主, 今天, 轮到我开门。
Thank the Lord, today it was my turn to open the door.
所以我想到萨摩尔,
so I remember Samuel.
他做的事情很简单,
what he did was very simple.
其实也很无聊,
and actually very boring.
他长大这段过程里面, 这几年, 就是开门关门。
And as he was growing up over those years, all he did was open the door and close the door.
但是, 很宝贵的一点, 他, 却有个很灵敏的耳朵。
But what was precious is that he had a very sensible ear.
有一天晚上他睡觉,
one night he was sleeping.
他听见有人喊他,
he heard someone calling him.
萨摩尔, 萨摩尔,
Samuel, Samuel.
诶, 他就起来了。
And he got up.
其实我自己在想啊, 如果是我的话,
and I'm thinking, if it was me,
因为我每天都跟那个, 大祭司以利生活在一起,
because every day I live with High Priest Eli.
那他唯一叫我做的事就是早上, 诶, 门该打开了, 我就是开门, 然后该关门了, 叫我去关门。
Because all day long, all he ever asks me to do is to open the door in the morning and close the door at night.
所以没有什么事情好交代的。
So there's nothing else to give instructions for.
那时候萨摩尔呢, 他听到这个声音, 他以为是以利叫他。
When Samuel first heard the voice, he thought it was Eli who was calling him.
那要是我听到这个声音的话呢?
If I heard that voice,
我想以利叫我, 一定没什么事情的。
I would think that if Eli is calling me, then it's nothing serious.
我最多跑去门去看看是不是因为门没关, 所以他叫我去关门。
At most, it's to check to see if the door is closed.
没有, 他不是这样。
No, he wasn't like that.
他跑到以利面前。
He went before Eli.
他说你叫我吗?
He said, have you called me?
有什么事?
What is it?
反而是以利觉得, 这时候来吵我干嘛? 根本没有事, 你去睡觉。
And actually, it was Eli who thought, why are you bothering me? Just go back to sleep.
很奇妙,
三次。 Three times.
耶和华神叫了他三次。
Lord Jehovah called him three times.
每一次萨摩尔都乖乖地跑到以利面前, 你叫我吗?
And every time Samuel obediently went before Eli to say, did you call me?
要是我到第二次的话, 我想这个大概是我做梦了。
If it was me, I would think the second time, I would think that I was just dreaming.
而且我也不好再去打搅以利, 这个是一个很老的年纪很大的大祭司了。
And I don't want to bother Eli, who is a very old high priest.
刚刚把他挖起来, 他脸色已经不太好看了。
I just woke him before, and he was already not pleased.
但是萨摩尔没有轻看这个声音。
But Samuel did not take that voice lightly.
他就这样子跑去以利那里,把以利又叫起来, 就这样三次。
And then he went before Eli and woke him up again and did it three times.
其实反而是以利这时候, 他才突然明白过来。
And it was Eli who all of a sudden understood.
萨摩尔不明白, 其实因为他很小。
Samuel didn't understand because he was very little.
他没有很大的属灵的经历或操练。
He did not have great spiritual experience.
他也没有这样的知识。
And he didn't have such knowledge.
所以他不会明白这么清楚属灵的事。
So he couldn't understand so clearly things that are spiritual.
但是他有一个听的耳朵。
But he had ears that paid attention.
所以他一听到, 他马上就有回应。
So as soon as he heard, he reacted.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他今天如果也是, 很忽略的话,
Today, if he was very casual,
神就没有办法用他。
Then the Lord couldn't use him.
神要用的人, 都是一个耳朵, 能听的人。
The people who the Lord can use are people who pay attention through their ears.
所以等到耶和华神再叫撒摩尔的时候,
So when the Lord calls Samuel again,
在撒摩尔记上第三章,
In 1 Samuel chapter 3,
第十节,
Verse 10,
结果耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说：“萨摩尔啊，萨摩尔啊！”萨摩尔回答说：“请说，仆人静听。”Then
the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
萨摩尔，现在他知道了。
Samuel at that point knew.
而且他站在一个仆人的地位。
And then he stood there as a servant.
所以神就把话告诉他。
And then the Lord gave him words.
我们呢? 我们会不会这样留心去听,这样留心去注意呢?
What about us? Would we pay such close attention?
这是很宝贵的功课。
That is a very precious lesson.
萨摩尔呢, 可能他那时候年纪, 现在还在楼下上儿童主日学嘞。
Samuel at that age, perhaps he's still going to children's Sunday school.
所以但愿主提醒我们。
So may the Lord remind us.
在圣经里面讲到最多，神要我们听，讲到最多的，大概就在以赛亚书里面。
The book in the Bible that mentions listening the most is probably the book of Isaiah.
神借着以赛亚不断地向以色列百姓反复地提醒，说你们要听，你们要听，你们要侧耳而听。
The Lord through Isaiah mentioned many, many times in the book that you have to listen, you have to listen, you have to pay attention.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们不听。
Because they did not listen.
他们如果听的话，
if they
如果注意听的话，
if they paid close attention,
神不需要一而再再而三一直在那里提醒。
Then the Lord doesn't need to repeatedly remind them.
那在耶利米书呢？
Then what about in the book of Jeremiah?
不断说到，神责备以色列民说，你们不愿侧耳听我。
And there the Lord rebuked them often to say that you do not listen to me.
讲了好多遍，好多遍。
And the Lord said that many times.
我们不要以为只有以色列百姓是这样。
Don't think that only Israelites are like this.
今天其实我们还是这样。
Today we are still this way.
我们怎么听？我们用什么态度来听？
How do we listen? What kind of attitude do we use when we listen?
这就关乎到我们走这条道路走得好不好。
And then that concerns how well we can walk on this path.
为什么我们有这么多的难处，这么多的软弱？
Why do we have so many obstacles and so many weaknesses?
有时候我们说，啊，主啊，你怎么不理我们了？
Sometimes we say, Lord, why don't you pay attention to us?
但是常常是当主在这个之前，他理我们的时候，他向我们说话，提醒我们的时候，或警戒我们的时候，我们都随随便便的就让它过去了。
But most of the time, it is that when he was speaking to us, when he was talking with us, that we just casually let it go.
只等到当我们跌倒了，或当难处来的时候，我们才问主啊，为什么？
Until we stumble, until the obstacles are there, then we ask the Lord why.
我们知道在旧约啊，大祭司他们在献祭之前呢，有一个动作他们一定要做的。
We know that in the Old Testament, the high priests, before they offer sacrifices, they have to do one thing.
那就是他要把那个血啊涂在他的耳坠上面。
And that is, they have to touch the blood and put it on their earlobes.
我们看一下好了。
Let us turn to...
出埃及记
Exodus
29章
Exodus chapter 29
29章第20节
Verse 20
这里说到你要宰这羊取点血抹在亚伦的右耳垂上和他儿子的右耳垂上又抹在他们右手的大拇指上和右脚的大拇指上。
You shall slaughter the ram and take some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear and on the lobes of his son's right ear and on the thumbs of their right hand and on the big toes of their right feet.
利未记第八章。
Levi chapter 8. Sorry, Leviticus chapter 8.
利未记第八章二十三节
Leviticus chapter 8 verse 23
就宰了羊摩西把血血抹在亚伦的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上并右脚的大拇指上
Moses slaughtered it and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear and on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot.
其实在立位记里面，每当有什么献祭的动作之前，就要做这些事。
So in Leviticus, whenever there is the act of offering, they have to do this.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这个耳朵要奉献的。
That means the ear has to be offered.
今天不是你已经是大祭司了，或者是你有一个好像神给你一个服侍的权柄了之后。
It is not as if today, if you are a high priest, or the Lord has given you the authority of service.
神要我们把这个耳朵献给他。
The Lord wants us to sacrifice this ear to him.
就是我们要能够听到他的声音。
We have to be able to hear his voice.
甚至在利未记的第十四章。
So in Leviticus chapter 14,
25节,
verse 25,
要宰了赎愆祭的羊羔，取些赎愆祭身的血，抹在那求洁净人的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上。
Next he shall slaughter the lamb of the guilt offering, and the priest is to take some of the blood of the guilt offering and put it on the lobe of the right ear of the one to be cleansed and on the thumb of his right hand on the big toe of his right foot.
28节
Verse 28,
又把手里的油抹些在那求洁净人的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上并右脚的大拇指上，就是抹赎愆祭之血的原处。
The priest shall then put some of the oil that is in his palm on the lobe of the right ear of the one to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the place of the blood of the guilt offering.
我们是不是有把我们献上？
Have we offered?
我们的这个耳呢，是不是被宝血洁净，然后被油所膏抹。
Has our ear been cleansed by the precious blood and been anointed by the oil?
这是预表。
It is a representation.
现在呢？
What about now?
时时都要把我们的耳献在主的面前。
And now we have to offer our ears at all times.
一个能听的耳，
ears that can hear,
你才可以再往前来做侍奉。
Only then can you step forward to serve.
我们都知道摩西是神很重用的仆人。
We all know that Moses is a servant the Lord used greatly.
如果我们仔细去看出埃及记的话，
If we carefully read Exodus,
我们看见摩西其实他就是做一件事情，
We see that Moses did one thing.
他就是重复神耶和华向他说的每一句话。
And that is he repeats every word that the Lord Jehovah says to him.
是不是这样？
Is that the case?
他其实他没有自己的主意。
Actually, he didn't have any of his own ideas.
虽然他从前年轻的时候，他在埃及的王宫里面。
Even though when he was young, when he was in the palace of Egypt,
他学尽了埃及所有一切的学问以及智慧。
He learned all the knowledge and wisdom of Egypt.
我们想想看，这好像神 用人好像很浪费一样。
It is as if the Lord is using someone in a very wasteful way.
神没有用他学到的这些的智慧跟知识。
The Lord didn't use any of that knowledge and wisdom he learned.
神辛辛苦苦的用了花了40年的时间才把他这些所谓的智慧知识全部拿走。
The Lord spent 40 years and took away all those so-called knowledge and wisdom.
只等到他80岁了。
Until he was 80 years old.
在我们当中年长的弟兄或姊妹超过80岁的大概不是很多。
Among us, the elderly brothers and sisters who are more than 80 years old, we don't have many.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在是主使用你们的时候。
Now is the time when the Lord wants to use you.
但是我们看见神用摩西呢。
But what we see that when the Lord used Moses,
用一个连摩西自己都说我是一个没用的人了。
He used someone, Moses at the time said himself that I am a useless person.
所以这时候主可以使用他了。
And then at that time the Lord can use him.
如果摩西在被主使用的时候还像他那40岁那时候的光景一样。
If Moses, when he's to be used by the Lord, it was still like when he was 40.
那我们看出埃及记可能这个篇幅就要加倍。
And then perhaps the book of Exodus will be doubled in volume.
为什么要加倍？
Why does it have to be doubled in volume?
因为每一次神向他说要怎么做的时候
So every time when God tells him what to do,
摩西一定要跟神有一些争执
Then Moses would have some argument with the Lord.
一定告诉神说这样子做不好
He would tell God, this is not the right way.
这样做不合理
This is not reasonable.
我有更好的解决的办法。
I have a better solution.
但是当摩西自己，他觉得他自己什么用处都没有。
But when Moses thought that he was completely useless,
他也不会讲话。
And he couldn't speak.
神开始用他。
Then the Lord starts to use him.
因为他什么都不能，所以他只能重复神所说的。
Because he couldn't do anything, the only thing he can do is to repeat what God said.
所以整个出埃及记呢，最精彩、最重要的地方呢，不是说耶和华神行了那十个灾。
So the most exciting part of Exodus is not that Lord performed those 10 plagues.
然后呢，让洪水让那个红海分开。
And then to open up the Red Sea.
然后把所有埃及的追兵呢都给淹没了。
And then to bury in the Red Sea those people who the soldiers, the Egyptian soldiers who were chasing them.
哇，那是很精彩很大的一个神迹是没错。
That was very exciting and it was a tremendous miracle.
但是最重要的地方在哪里呢？
But what is the most important thing?
就是当他们在会幕里面献祭的时候，耶和华的荣光充满了整个会幕。
And it was that when they were in the tabernacle offering, that the light of Jehovah filled that entire tabernacle.
这才是最达到最高的高峰。
And that is the pinnacle.
为什么
？Why？
圣经就用了一句话而已。
The scripture used one verse only.
因为所有的一切都是照着神所给他指示在山上所指示的样式做的。
Because everything was done according to the words of the Lord on the mountain.
一点都没有打折扣。
There was not a single discount.
我们今天都是差不多先生。
We are all Mr.Almost.
我是大概过60分就及格就好了。
I feel that if I just pass with 60 points, that's good enough.
有的人比较要求高一点，他要80分。
Some people have a higher standard and they want 80 points.
有的人更高一点，他要90分。
And some people have a higher bar and they want 90 points.
过了可以了，很好了。
As long as you can pass that, that's very good.
神说不行。
The Lord said no.
今天如果当他们把会幕把这些献上的时候，光是那一根线 不一样的话，神的荣光就不会充满在会幕里面。
When they offer the tabernacle, if there is a thread of difference, then the glory of the Lord will not be there.
因为摩西他很仔细的听。
Because Moses paid close attention.
神每一句话他都没有打折扣。
Every statement from the Lord, he did not alter any of it.
这是神所要的。
That is what God wants.
但是很可惜的。
But unfortunately,
我们常常要问自己。
We often ask ourselves,
我们是否对神的话认真？
Are we serious about the words of the Lord?
反而相反的，我们喜欢听的，都不是从神来的。
Oppositely, the things we like to hear, none of them are is from God.
我们很轻忽一些神的提醒。
We are very casual about some reminders from God.
但是我们却很喜欢听一些传言，一些八卦。
But we like to listen to rumors and gossips.
这些话一来，我们马上就去注意了。
As soon as these words come, we pay attention.
诶，怎么回事？怎么回事？马上就要问得很清楚。
What happened? We want to have a clear picture.
或者是，当我们一听到，我们马上就下断语了。
Or as soon as we hear, we draw our own conclusions.
我们把不需要注意的或不该听的，我们反而放在最重要的。
The things that we shouldn't be hearing, we place those at the on the most important position.
记不记得当保罗他在写对提摩太，他写提摩太书信的时候？
Do you remember Paul when he was writing the letters to Timothy?
他讲了一句话，他说，耳朵发痒。
He said, the ears.
我们来翻一下，提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3.
这是他鼓励提摩太，提醒提摩太。
So here he encourages Timothy and reminds Timothy.
但他也告诉提摩太现今的状况是怎么样。
But he also told Timothy what kind of time it is.
他这里就形容到人的反应是怎么样？
Here he describes what men's reaction would be.
人对着神的话的反应是怎么样？
What is men's reaction to the word of God?
第三节说，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desire.
并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
And will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myth.
那时候才是教会初期的时候。
And this is during the early days of the church.
还不满一百年。
This is less than 100 years old.
今天其实情况更糟。
Today the situation is even worse.
他讲到他说，人必厌烦纯正的道理。
He said, men will not endure sound doctrine.
耳朵发痒。
They want to have their ears tickled.
所以呢，他说就随从自己的情欲增添好些师父。
They will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires.
增添师傅干什么？
Why adding teachers?
因为他们要一些讲他们喜欢听的人来说。
Because they want to hear from people, they want to hear things that they like to hear.
今天什么话最受欢迎？
Today, what kind of words are most welcomed?
笑话最欢迎。
Jokes, they're the most welcomed.
听新闻最欢迎。
To listen to the news.
但是神的话呢，这边讲，他说厌烦。
But what about the words of God? It says here that they will not endure.
难怪今天很多地方讲到绝对不能超过二十分钟。
So nowadays, sermons cannot pass 20 minutes.
大家厌烦。
Because people will not endure.
超过二十分钟大概大家都睡着了。
More than 20 minutes, everyone's falling asleep.
超过四十分钟可能有人在底下就骂人了。
More than 40 minutes, people will be cursing down there.
其实我们不要觉得好笑，这是很悲哀的事情。
Let's not think this is funny, because it's very sad.
我们对神的话如果听不懂，这是另外一回事。
If we do not understand God's words, that's one thing.
但是我们厌烦。
But we will not endure.
这是很严重的事情。
That is a very serious matter.
我们要自己省察自己。
We have to examine ourselves.
他后面说，掩耳不听真道。
It says that they will turn away their ears from the truth.
偏向荒谬的言语。
And will turn aside to myth.
对于真道呢，对于真正神的话，甚至就把耳朵遮起来。
When it comes toGod's words, when it comes to truth, they will turn away their ears.
这个把耳朵遮起来，不知道大家里面有没有一幅图画。
I don't know if you have a picture inside of you.
我们不是才刚刚查过《使徒行传》吗？
We just looked at Acts.
那些把耳朵遮起来的人，他们干了什么事情？
Those who turn away their ears, what did they do?
他们用石头把斯提凡给打死了，对不对？
They stoned Stephen to death.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为斯提凡他说了一篇道。
Because Stephen preached a sermon.
人厌烦。
And men did not endure that. Did not want to endure that.
人恨神的话，恨到一个地步。
Men hate God's words to a point.
在《使徒行传》第七章里面就讲到这些人捂着耳朵。
That in Acts chapter 7, it said that those people hid their ears, turned away their ears.
然后呢？
And then,
他们就用石头把斯提凡给打死了。
And then they stoned Stephen to death.
你看这句话是不是讲得很清楚呢？
Is this verse clear?
掩耳不听真道。
They turned away their ears from the truth.
那不听真道呢？你有耳朵的人，那你去听什么？
If you have ears, but you're not listening to the truth, then what are you listening to?
所以就偏向荒谬的言语。
So therefore, they turn aside to myth.
什么是荒谬的言语？
What are myths?
以当时候的背景来讲，保罗他其实指的是。就是这些希腊的这些所谓哲学啊，那说哲学有各种各家各派。
At the time, what Paul was referring to are these the philosophies, the all different classes of philosophies, Greek philosophies.
大家觉得，哎，要讲这些，好像才觉得比较高人一等。
People feel that they have to talk about these to feel superior to others.
或一些很玄奥的 很叫人捉摸不定的，哎，这些话比较让你跟别人不一样。
Or to talk about certain things that are mysterious, that are abstract.
今天我们是不是也有这种情况？
Today, do we face the same situation?
神纯正的话，其实我们越来越不想听。
The enduring the truth from God, we do not want to listen.
我们偏向那荒谬的言语。
We do not want to listen to the sound doctrine, but we turn aside to myth.
我们跟神的关系越来越远。
Our relationship to God, we're further and further away from our relationship with God.
所以雅各他在雅各书里面他就提醒。
So James, in the book of James, he reminds us.
一章十九节，我们看一下好吗？
Chapter 1, verse 19.
他说，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。十九节，一章。
This you know, my beloved brethren,But everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
我们可能是正好相反。
We are just the opposite.
我常常是快快的动怒。
I am quick to anger.
快快的说。
Quick to speak.
慢慢的听。
Slow to hear.
这里快快的听呢，它原文的意思是有很敏锐的耳朵。
Quick to hear, what it means is that you have very sensible, to have very sensitive ears.
那个耳朵呢是 very sharp. 那个耳朵是就是像是那个你知道那个蝙蝠的耳朵一样，它那种很极细的都可以接受过来。
It is to have very sharp ears, like the ears of the bats, that the slightest sounds can be absorbed.
不是说听一大堆就是了，而是要很敏感，对神的话非常的敏感。
It is not to hear a lot, it's not to hear much, but to towards the words of God to be very sensitive.
我们常常会根本都还没听清楚，或者根本就不注意听，我们就说出来了。
And many times we are slow to hear, or perhaps we're not even paying attention to hear, and then we are quick to speak.
所以这也是我们今天很普遍的现象。什么现象呢？我们如果说常常跟弟兄姐妹有开会的话。
And that is a very common phenomenon if we have meetings with brothers and sisters.
一个弟兄在这边交通一个负担或一个什么。
A brother is there to share a burden.
旁边的可能就已经在嘀嘀咕咕了。
And then people are already chatting.
不去听。
Not listening.
我们对神的话更是严重。
And it's even more serious when it comes to the word of God.
所以为什么当旧约那些先知在那边呼求，叫以色列百姓，你们要小心，你们要注意。那个灾祸马上就来了，一直在那边呼吁，没人听。
So why is it in the Old Testament when the prophets are all there, telling the Israelites to listen, to pay attention that wolves are upon them, that they don't listen?
亚述要来了，巴比伦要来了，但他们不在意。
That Babylon is upon them, but they don't listen.
他们说、哦、平安了平安了。
They said that it's peaceful, that everything is fine.
结果那个灾难就临到了。
And then in the end, the disaster came upon them.
今天神要我们把我们的耳也献上。
Today, the Lord wants us to offer our ears.
你耳朵没献上，你的手、你的脚怎么献上呢？
If you haven't offered your ears, how do you offer your hand and your feet?
你在黑暗当中，你不知不觉落入了恶人的道路，你都不知道，你跌倒了都不知道。
That in darkness, you don't even know when you have fallen to the way of the evil one, that you have stumbled.
神要我们留心的听。
God wants us to pay attention.
我们实在很感谢主。
We truly thank our Lord.
我们在这里，神把一个聚会摆在这里。
We are here, and God has placed this gathering here.
神常常差他忠心的仆人到我们当中，释放他的话。
God has often sent His faithful servants to us to deliver these messages.
我也看到弟兄姐妹们也对神的话很看重。
And I see brothers and sisters taking God's word so seriously.
我们没有轻看神的恩典。
We have not looked lightly upon God's grace.
我们也不愿意用世上的这些话或世上的这些东西来取代。
And we are not willing to let the things of this world to replace them.
所以我们的聚会很简单。
So our gathering is very simple.
用年轻人的话来讲，简单到一个程度，也蛮 boring， 就是蛮无聊的。
And to use the words of the youngsters, that it's so simple to a point that it's kind of boring.
常常听见年轻人说，我们这里怎么没有跟别人那边一样，哇，有叫人家兴奋的活动呢？
We often hear from the youngsters that why is it that we don't have any activities here like others do that excites anyone?
我曾经听过一个弟兄，他到芝加哥。多年前他到芝加哥去看见一个聚会。
Many years ago, I've heard from a brother who went to a gathering in Chicago.
他们的聚会是怎么样聚会，你知道吗？
Do you know how they gather?
我们在这地上太愁苦了。
We are too worrisome in this world.
大家都忧忧愁愁。
That everyone is somewhat depressed.
他说神叫我们要喜乐。
He said God wants us to be joyful.
所以他们的聚会呢，一开始。
So at the beginning of the gathering.
会众全部大笑20分钟。
And everyone at the gathering has to laugh for 20 minutes.
你不要说不可能，有人去过。
Don't say that's impossible. Someone has been there.
然后呢，他们坐得满满的。
And the place is filled with people.
他们不像我们。
It's not like us.
进来都坐在后面。
That was when we come, we all sit towards the back.
他们都抢在前面。
They all fight for the front rows.
哇，他们要尽情的发泄。
And they do their best to let it out.
哇，笑二十分钟，真的，你笑二十分钟看看，你很累的。
If you laugh for 20 minutes, it's very tiresome.
当然什么都忘记了。
And then of course you forget everything.
然后祷告祝福就结束了。
And then you pray and you do the blessings and that's it.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们什么都没有。
We don't have anything.
但愿我们能够持守主的话。
But we pray that we can hold steadfast onto the Lord's words.
但愿主所要的见证能够在我们当中有一点能够有机会实行的出来。
We pray that the testimony God wants can be fulfilled a little bit here among us.
最后我还是回到雅各书第八章那一节。
And in the end, I want to return to Song of Solomon, chapter 8, that verse.
我相信主昨天晚上把这句话摆在我里面，真的是有他的目的。
I think that last night when the Lord placed this verse in my heart, He has His purpose.
雅各书，我们知道是所罗门跟苏拉密女一段，好像爱情的故事一样。
We know that the Song of Solomon, it is it's a love story of.Solomon was the Shulamite bride.
但是其实我们每一个人都是苏拉密女。
But actually, every single one of us is a Shalomite bride.
所罗门就是我们的主。
And Solomon is our Lord.
在整篇雅各书里面，主带着我们走过一个花园，又一个花园。
That in the entire Song of Solomon, the Lord has brought us from one garden to another.
苏拉密女从开始认识主，慢慢慢慢，她的生命长大成熟了。
And the Solomite, the Shulamite, as she got to know the Lord more and more, she matures, her life matures.
最后神把这样的一个光景用这一句话来形容。
And then in the end, the Lord uses this verse to describe her state.
他说你这住在园中的。
She said, you who sit in the gardens.
在整篇雅各书里面用四个花园代表了基督的丰富。
In the book of Solomon, it used four gardens to describe the abundance of Christ.
所以呢，这时候说到，你这住在园中的。
So now here it says, you who sit in the gardens.
意思就是你这住在基督里的。
Meaning, you who sit in Christ.
这是最宝贵的。
That is the most precious.
然后同伴都要听你的声音。
My companions are listening for your voice.
求你使我也听得见。
Let me hear it.
这边有交通。
There's fellowship.
能够听得见彼此交通的话语。
You can hear the words of fellowship.
所以我们求主让他的话在我们当中有出路。
I pray that the Lord's words has an outlet among us.
叫我们也能够慢慢慢慢成长。
And to let us gradually grow.
我们住在他里面。
And that we live in him.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你把这些圣经的话摆在我们里面。
Lord, we thank you for placing these words in us.
我们也谢谢你的提醒。
And we thank you for your reminder.
我们承认我们是迟钝的人。
Lord, we admit that we are slow.
主啊，所以我们常常轻看了你的话。
Therefore, we often look lightly upon your words.
所以我们求你。
So therefore, we beseech you.
但愿你的话在我们当中有落脚之处。
May your words have a landing pad among us.
主啊，我们实在是不需要多余的话语。
Lord, we truly do not need extra words.
主啊，我们只需要你的话。
We only need your words.
主啊，但愿我们实在不会像在以利当祭司那个时候一样。
We pray that we're not like Eli when he was a priest.
那时候耶和华的言语稀少。
At that time, the word of the Lord was infrequent.
不常有默示。
And that there was rarely any prophecies.
哦主啊，我们不要像那样的光景。
Lord, we do not want to be in that state.
我们求你怜悯我们。
We pray that you have mercy on us.
主啊，但愿你的话在这里没有任何的拦阻。
Lord, may your words not have any obstacles here.
更求你来保守我们。
And we pray that you will keep us.
不单你的话在这里。
Not only your words are here.
更重要的，我们能够有一个能听的耳朵。
Even more importantly, that we have ears that can hear.
我们愿意留心听你的话。
That we are willing to pay attention to your words.
好叫我们走在这个路上。
So that we can walk on this path.
就好像义人的路一样。
And let it be like walking on the path of righteousness.
当我们越走的时候，就越光明。
That as we walk, as we continue to walk, that it gets brighter and brighter.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that you help us.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give you thanksgiving and praises.
感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
And we thank and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.